Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is the latest Republican presidential candidate to campaign in New Hampshire. He'll meet with voters today in Manchester and several other communities after officially jumping into the race this week. Over the coming months, WBUR will delve into New Hampshire politics in two communities, the city of Rochester on the Maine border and the tiny town of Mount Vernon in southern New Hampshire, just northwest of Nashua. This morning, we start in Mount Vernon as WBUR's Fred Tice reports on what voters there are saying about the 2012 presidential primary and their alarm at what some call a radical turn in state politics.
The Spring Gala is the big day in Mount Vernon. It's a great day to get a taste of what the town is all about. A good place to start a tour of the town is on the second floor of the town hall. The museum has opened its doors. Volunteer Robert Kent shows off one of its prized possessions.
This original tea from Boston Tea Party.
Wow.
I understand it wasn't very good tea anyway.
Like Boston then, Mount Vernon is living in combustible times. Last November, Republicans took over three-fourths of the state legislature. One of their leaders is from Mount Vernon. He's the Speaker of the House, Bill O'Brien. He's pushing for radical reforms, making the state a right-to-work state, barring Election Day voter registration, and cutting the budget by 11%. As the Spring Gala Parade gets underway, O'Brien recognizes that his hometown is divided by his reforms.
Even those folks I've known for years, you can sense they're kind of moving apart from each other a bit because of the rhetoric.
How far the town is divided by O'Brien's agenda becomes apparent at one of the highlights of the Mount Vernon Spring Gala, the popular Fireman's Breakfast.
Okay. Thank you.
You can come in.
All right.
Yes, it's still called the Fireman's Breakfast.
We do pancakes, we do sausages, we do fresh maple syrup, real maple syrup. This year it's right out of Hancock, New Hampshire.
Contributions keep the small rural fire department going. 18 firefighters serving 2,490 residents. The firefighters say over the years, politicians have tried to exploit their breakfast to win votes, so there's a rule now, no politics at the event. So Sean Mamone, the deputy fire chief, steps out to the driveway.
Do you want to talk politics out here?
What are you going to ask me?
Tell me how you see things here in New Hampshire right now.
Right now, don't like the direction we're going.
Mamone finds himself in a personal political crisis. He's a lifelong Republican, but he thinks the Republicans have slashed government too much since they took control of the legislature last November.
We've gone from one extreme to the other. The people in New Hampshire are not happy. I've been a longtime Republican since 18 years old. 90% of the time I voted in the Republicans. No more. Absolutely not. I've undeclared myself and going to start leaning towards the Democrats this time because it needs to stop.
But let's face it, in the presidential primary next year, all the action is on the Republican side. It seems as if there are as many people running in the Republican primary as in the Mount Vernon 5K. The problem for Mount Vernon Republicans Bob Cox and Patrick DeShazo is that they seem more impressed with the roadrunners than with the presidential candidates.
I don't see anybody right now.
Yeah. So you'd like to see somebody else get in?
Yeah.
At this early stage, it doesn't look to be a winner in the group.
No, the closest they got is Romney, and I don't think he's a winner right now. So
why is that?
You know, he's a little too shiny for me. I like having governors as presidents because what you're seeing now, the lack of executive experience, lack of decision-making, is evident. So a governor who's made decisions, who's run as an executive and had to work with legislatures on, that's key. I don't know which governor that is. I mean, Romney, as when you sort what's out there now, you know, he seems to come to the top, but is he a winner? I don't know.
He'll finish well in New Hampshire in the primary. He absolutely may even win it. But when you get out of New England, I'm not sure. People don't trust him. They look at him as a big business, you know, Eastern establishment type, and they don't trust him.
Nearby on the town green, a big audience gathers later to hear Mount Vernon's hometown band, Undertow. And in two ways, the band's name seems appropriate as the political season gets underway. The voters can always provide a surprising undertow to Romney if he doesn't start persuading them that he can win outside New England, and to the Republican field if no candidate gets the voters excited. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
Thank you.